And now to the portion of Donald Trump's post-primary victory speech, he won big yesterday, that sounded like the Home Shopping Network.
Trump steaks. Where are the steaks? Do we have steaks? We have Trump steaks. He said, the steak company, and we have Trump steaks. And by the way, if you want to take one, we'll charge you about, what, $50 a steak? No,
he was, of course, referring to Mitt Romney, who made those scathing comments about failed Trump companies before him. Columnist Russ Douthat did the same thing. Well, today, The Washington Post reports that Trump steaks were briefly sold by Sharper Image in 2007. They're no longer available. And Mashable has a close-up of last night's steaks. They are made by a company called Bush Brothers. The magazine Trump held up was not Trump Magazine. We'll link it to the Mashable look at all the products. But let's take a deeper look now at Trump University. That came up last night, too. CNN's Maggie Lake is here. And Maggie, Trump University, we know he had to change its name to the Trump Entrepreneur Institute because it is not an accredited university. It's actually a series of seminars that cost as much as $35,000. So what are these lawsuits we've heard about?
That's right. There are actually three different ones, Robin, that are pending. Two of them are class action suits in California filed by former students. The third is filed by New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. And all of them are basically saying, listen, we were totally hoodwinked into thinking that this was going to do anything for us in terms of real estate or our careers. One of the big complaints in all of them is that Trump University teachers were not handpicked by Trump as advertised, but rather these independent contractors that were paid commissions for sales of the seminars and products. So they basically try to sell you up and get you to buy more as you were in there. And Schneiderman's lawsuit goes further and also accuses the program of deceptive businesses practices, saying, listen, they advertised, made false claims, and basically said that consumers who took the seminars not only would be able to get rich like Donald Trump, I mean, you could argue that they should have seen that coming, but that they would have access to private sources of financing. In other words, hard money lenders. They'd be connected with people, sort of seed money, and that not turning out to be the case. And the New York Attorney General Schneiderman has been scathing about this, saying that this is a classic bait and switch scheme. As you know, Donald Trump has been defending it all along, saying they're wrong, and he'll continue to fight this in court.
Well, Mashable reports that yesterday the Better Business Bureau confirmed that Trump University did have a D-minus rating in 2010 and that it did rise to an A-plus, but that's just because it shut down. And so no complaints came in. Now, last night, Donald Trump did not back down. He said, it's on hold, but we're going to start it up as soon as I win lawsuits. And I'm wondering, you know, some people might say, how is that possible? We're hearing from people who lost so much money. But we are in Donald Trump world.
Well,
is it possible that he could start this up and his followers who've been here? These are essentially maybe advertisements for Trump University.
Listen, anything's possible. And let's point out, in the world of education, there are other universities, pay-for universities, online universities that are also under scrutiny. So this isn't the only one. And are any of them able to reinvent themselves? Maybe. But the reality when it comes to Trump University is that this is playing it out through the courts. And because Donald Trump is so defiant and shows no sign of settling, a lot of our money reporters are saying this could take years to resolve. So it's going to have to make its way through the courts before even a Donald Trump tried to pull off some sort of comeback or reinvention of this.
CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's Here and Now.